Newsom issues executive order on water resilience amid flood of criticism. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order Feb. 13 intended to protect the state's water supplies from climate change and the risk of prolonged drought, despite the state's wettest three-week period on record in late December and early January. The state has seen an unseasonably dry February and could see a return to warm and dry conditions during the remaining weeks of the typically wet winter months, according to the governor's February 13 media release on the issue, which notes that heavy rains in the fall of 2021 were followed by the driest start to 2022 in more than a century. The latest science indicates that hotter and drier weather conditions could reduce California's water supply by up to 10 by the year 2040, according to the release. Meanwhile, the Democratic governor has come under fire from bipartisan legislators and California farmers over trillions of gallons of rainwater that recently flowed out to the ocean instead of being stored in reservoirs after 3 years of drought. Since late December, a series of storms called atmospheric rivers dumped an estimated 32 trillion gallons of rainwater on California, according to the Fox Forecast Center. Such was enough to supply the state's agricultural, industrial, and residential needs for at least a decade had it been stored in reservoirs, according to U.S. Geological Survey data. At a press conference on January 12, Assembly Republicans said the state hasn't built a new water reservoir since 1979 and has failed to complete any major water storage projects despite approved funding to do so. In 2014, the state issued a water bond under Proposition 1, which provided $7.5 billion, including $2.7 billion preauthorized specifically for water storage projects, according to the Public Policy Institute of California. Most of California's dams and reservoirs were built between 1945 and 1968, with the last one, the new Melones Dam and Reservoir, about 100 miles southeast of Sacramento, in 1979. Although Newsom has advocated for the completion of the site's reservoir, a long-delayed proposed project on the west side of the Sacramento Valley, environmental groups have fought against it, stalling construction for at least another 3 years. California, claiming it has senior water rights in the Colorado River Basin, is currently embroiled in a dispute with six other states that also rely on those dwindling water resources. While winter storms have boosted the Sierra Nevada snowpack and helped to replenish the state's water reservoirs and depleted aquifers, drought conditions continue to impact farming and communities with vulnerable water supplies, according to Newsom's executive order. The order is intended to increase the state's capacity to capture storm runoff in wet years by refilling groundwater aquifers and allow the State Water Board to reevaluate requirements for reservoir releases and diversion limitations to maximize water supplies. Additionally, it directs state agencies to recommend drought response actions by April 30, including the possibility of ending, no longer needed, emergency provisions, once there is greater clarity about the hydrologic conditions this year. The state will draw on $8.6 billion allocated in the last two budget cycles to build water resilience and prepare for impacts of climate-driven extreme weather, according to Newsom's release. The governor has proposed an additional $202 million for flood protection and $125 million for drought-related actions in the 2023-24 state budget.